We'll get some parting thoughts from outgoing Republican State Senator Dale Schultz during this first half of our state capitol report. We'll talk about the direction Wisconsin is moving in and the GOP's agenda for the coming year. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, December 22nd. And we welcome your thoughts for Senator Schultz at 1-800-642-1234. Or your questions. You can also email us, talk@WPR.org. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Dale Schultz is a retiring Republican state senator from Richland Center. He represented the 17th district since 1991 and previously served in the state assembly. He is his 31-year legislative career is coming to an end at the end of this term. Good morning, Senator Schultz.
Good morning.
It's good to have you with us, and happy holidays to you.
Well, happy holidays to you and all the listeners. Let's enjoy the warm weather while we can. Snow will be here soon enough with winter.
That's right. So how are you feeling these days as your time as a state legislator is winding down?
I'm excited because there's an opportunity for me to move in a different direction and do some of the things that I've dreamed about but really didn't have time for.
Yeah. So what are you dreaming about?
Well, first and foremost, having the opportunity to spend more time with my wife and family. I think that's the principal reason why I've decided to retire. And let me just tell you, on the 4th of July this year, I did something I hadn't done in 32 years. I spent the entire day with my wife. We went kayaking. We had a picnic. We had a cookout in the evening and then had a bonfire. And it was delightful. And I sort of realized at that point just how many days like that I'd missed, and so I got a lot of making up to do.
Oh, beautiful. It sounds wonderful. But I'm guessing that you have public service in your blood, and this is not the end of your public service, or is it?
Well, in the short term, there's a number of things I want to do. I want to spend a little time farming, and I want to spend a little time with my brother, who is one of the founders of the Ale Asylum Brewery. These are some things that I'd like to enjoy, along with getting out and hunting and fishing and doing a little gardening, getting my health in order. Not that there's anything really bad with it. I just sort of need to lose some weight and get some more exercise.
We all do.
And after that, we'll sort of see what comes. I've been offered a lot of opportunities that I haven't necessarily decided on, so I'm not going to go into them. But one thing that I have decided on is I think that I will be teaching a class down at UW-Platteville and the political science department, and we're sort of talking about that right now, the chancellor and I, but it's an exciting opportunity, and it gives me a chance to work with young people, something that I have done during my entire legislative career. As you know, Tim Cullen has a scholarship program, and that's just one of the sources of kids. I think I was with Tim in the very first year, and I just enjoyed very much working with kids in the years since then.
And we have been, whether you know it or not, been twisting your arm to join us, perhaps, on a more regular basis on Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about the news of the day. So maybe we can convince you to do that, too.
Well, I have been a legislator for 32 years, and I have been involved in politics for 49. So it's kind of hard for me to believe that I'm going to walk away from it completely, although I must confess this year I tried to sort of get a new frame for my life and spend a little less time being absorbed by elections and the politics around me, apart from that, part of my job which sort of required me to be involved.
Yeah. And I apologize, I said 31. I took that out of a newspaper article that had the headline, outgoing Republican State Senator Dale Schultz vents his spleen at the GOP. It was a recent interview you did where you were asked about the GOP agenda in Wisconsin. How upset are you at the GOP agenda?
Well, there probably are few people in Wisconsin that love the Republican Party more than I. And I am, I think, a pretty good Republican, at least if history is our guide. I've tried to point out my views and how they're linked to Republican history, whether we're talking about Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Dwight Eisenhower, or Ronald Reagan. And yes, I'm more than a little frustrated by a Republican Party which has been moved radically to the right and has sort of forgotten our history. And Joy, let me just give you an example. My chief of staff is going to be embarking on a new chapter in his life. He's going to open a coffee shop in Madison. And he recently returned from El Salvador, and where he was talking with a young farmer who, you know, was looking for a degree in agriculture. And it shouldn't surprise anybody familiar with our wonderful world-class university that he was looking at land-grant institutions. Why? Because he clearly understood that the mission of these institutions was agriculture, science, military science, and engineering. And I think as I witness sort of, you know, the intense pressure and total obliteration in some cases, I think, of certain parts of the university, and just the anger with which some of my colleagues go after the university, if they realize that the legislation that created land-grant institutions was signed by none other than Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln understood that if we were going to, give a better life for people in the states, particularly the states that were dominated by agriculture, that they would need an edge. And that's why land-grant institutions were founded. And, of course, the Hatch Act in 1887 created experimental stations. And in 1914, cooperative education was born. Why? To help with farmers, to provide help for farmers and create jobs. And the importance of this is that, you know, this is what Republicanism was originally about. It was about education. It was about higher education. And one of the reasons that I was so excited about Ray Cross becoming the president of the university is he understands this better than anyone, having come from the extension in this university and having an extensive background in extension. And it astounds me, the intellectual dearth of some of my colleagues, that they don't get this. And, Tommy Thompson had the longest career of any governor in Wisconsin because he came from a rural area, and he truly understood this. So that's my frustration. People can call me anything they want. They can, do their best to suggest I'm not a conservative. But, Joy, I've spent the last few years being witness to something that is truly amazing. When I went to the legislature, I was regarded as one of the most conservative. And I've never fought so hard in this period of time, holding my own ground, increasingly being called a leftist. And it just amazes me that somewhere along the line, we lost our anchor. our mooring points as a party, and this is an example of what I'm talking about.
And we will we'll get Senator Schultz to weigh in on some of the issues of the day, some of the items that are on the Republican agenda for the coming legislative session, like right to work is on there, and the state budget for this year with a looming deficit is also going to be an area of contention. We'll ask him about those issues and more. We'll welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll continue talking with Republican State Senator Dale Schultz from Richland Center after we check the latest news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. So what do you think of the direction Wisconsin is moving in? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. During this half of our state capitol report today, we are getting some final thoughts, parting thoughts from outgoing Republican State Senator Dale Schultz, talking about the challenges facing Wisconsin and some of his hopes for the coming year. What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Senator Schultz, the Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state faces a $619 million budget shortfall in the first year of the upcoming two-year budget. It could grow to $824 million over the full 2 years. And this is just to keep up, current programs. How do you suspect this will be addressed?
Well, regardless of, you know, what numbers we grab, I think it's the important thing for the listeners to realize is we have a very challenging budget in front of us. Not that any budget is easy, but this will be particularly difficult. And what is not known is what kind of growth rate Wisconsin will enjoy in the months ahead. And if we don't have as rosy of a scenario as that has been sort of laid out for tax collections, it can get worse. And given the austerity moves that we have seen in recent years, we are at a point when I think it's fair to say, we are literally going to start dismantling government. And, I know there are probably some out there will cheer that. My worry has never been necessarily just the size of government, but it has been the efficacy of whatever level of government we have. And I just think people need to think long and hard about the consequences of the decisions we're going to be making this spring as a state through our leaders. And I really worry. I just told you a story about the university. I think we are very lucky in Wisconsin to have the system that we have. And, we have pretty much stripped away whatever reserves they had, the kinds of reserves that business people normally put away. And now all of a sudden, the university is like the rest of state government, looking at another major hit as a result of the fact that they don't have reserves to sort of bolster their programming. And, this story could be told all over state government. And I really hope that we have more of a debate about the choices we make than we had during the last election, where we were all treated with a barrage of mean-spirited, vacuous commercials.
I wanted to also ask you about the right-to-work issue in Wisconsin. Governor Walker last week said he doesn't want the Senate spending time on right-to-work because he says it'll distract from his agenda. But Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says it's going to come up right away, and it just can't be ignored. Is Wisconsin going to become a right-to-work state?
Well, I agree with the governor, and the easiest way to get past this is for him to just stand up and say, I'm going to veto this bill if it comes to me, so quit fooling around. We seem to have a real tendency in this country to lead from behind. We need strong leaders who make it clear what the agenda will be. There's nothing wrong with debating right to work. I've been in politics long enough to have lived through more than a couple of these debates, and that's fine. But the number one job for us right now as a state, and certainly for our state legislature, in my opinion, is to get focused on growing our economy, creating jobs, and, you know, this just isn't going to be helpful. Recent studies all across the country have shown that this really isn't the panacea for business growth that some people purport it is. And I think the governor's right. The legislature should focus on doing a good job with the budget. There will be pressure enough to get the budget done because, you know, the governor's getting ready to run for president. That's no secret. Everybody in this state knows it. And I just would like to see us debate the issues in the state budget rather than having this right-to-work roadshow sort of playing in the background, sort of distracting everybody.
Yeah. How concerned are you that Governor Walker is presumably going to run for president?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it concerned. Look, he has attracted a lot of attention on the national stage. I don't agree with certain things that the governor has espoused. On the other hand, like every person in this country, you know, he certainly has a right to run for president. There are a lot of people would like to see him do that. You know, despite what people say during election times, I think most of us know that if we had the chance, we probably would grab it in a heartbeat. There's certainly no secret to the fact that the governor is trying to get this budget done quickly so that he can get out on the hustings nationally. It's a big job to run for the presidency. But, you know, we shouldn't let that or anything else distract us from the important task at hand, which is to get our state's fiscal house in order.
An audit came out earlier this month that showed problems with the Government Accountability Board. Republicans say that this is just more fuel to push for the overhaul of the Government Accountability Board. What's your assessment of the job GAB has done?
Well, I think they've done a fine job. You know, none of us who have been in public life like the scrutiny that gets put on us by, you know, quasi-regulatory bodies like the GAB or the Elections Board because they point out when we make mistakes. But that's an essential part of our government. It's what keeps us in due bounds with the law. And, you know, from time to time, we have seen the need for changes. Right now, what I see is no clear need for a change at all. Have there been some problems at GAB? Yes. Any legislative audit will show some problems. What is the attitude at the GAB? Near as I can tell is they are anxious to be about the business of responding to in a positive way the things that have been pointed out about their operations. As somebody who has, you know, served on the audit committee, that's as much as any legislator can hope for. But I suspect that there's something more nefarious afoot, and that is this is an opportunity to punish our perceived enemies. Let's figure out a way to trump up some charges so we can get rid of them. I think that the staff has done an outstanding job. I think the judges have done a very good job. I see no need whatsoever to make a change. This, to me, looks just like bullying.
Governor Walker this past week also says he's going to review whether the state should continue using hunting and fishing fees to pay for costs to oversee a proposed iron mine in northern Wisconsin. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the governor and I parted company on the need for an iron mine in northern Wisconsin. But be that as it may, there are plenty of issues where I think can find common ground, and using hunting and fishing fees to assist up there, I think is absolutely not necessary. In fact, I think what we have here is one of the greatest giveaways in the history of this country. We're not going to charge any sort of a depletion allowance on the ore up there like other states do. And now we seem to be in the business of subsidizing a multi-billion-dollar industry, and the whole thing sickens me. So I'm delighted that the governor is taking a look at this, and I hope that he will end, this subsidization.
So, is there any other? I don't know, concerns that you have as this new, even stronger Republican majority in our state legislature starts a new session?
Well, there are lots of concerns, but I guess I would say this, Joy. It's an important thing to be a good loser. It's an even more important thing to be a good winner. The Republican Party has been handed a larger majority by the people of this state. And I think that what my colleagues should take from that is the need to find a way to bring people back together as you go about your business so that we really do focus on the things that are important. Because if we fail to do that, we're going to see more acrimony. We'll likely see a repeat in the opposite direction, a wave election that will favor the Democrats. And so, I would urge the leaders in both houses to sit down with their Democratic counterparts and form an agreement that we're going to work together to get some things done. It's hard, but it can be done. I was leader. I know that it can be done. And former Senator Judy Robson and I think, did it relatively well.
We're going to leave it there. We're out of time. Thank you very much for being with us, and I hope we will be talking with you more frequently in the future.
Well, I do too. Joy,
yeah.
To you, the staff, and all the listeners, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. That is retiring, outgoing Republican State Senator Dale Schultz from Richland Center. He is leaving the state legislature after a 32-year legislative career. And we hope to talk to him in the future. We will talk about Christmas gifts or holiday gifts for our elected officials in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.